Nation Radio.
Right now, we're joining together with millions of people across the UK to clap for our carers. Join us for a minute of applause to recognise the immense efforts of our doctors, nurses, carers, GPs and all NHS staff who are working hard to help those affected by coronavirus. So open your windows and front doors, stand in your garden or on your balcony and show your appreciation for our NHS heroes.
Jordan Lee, it's just coming up to 8 o'clock. As you can probably hear, I'm out on my balcony. I'm looking out. There's so many other people on their balcony as well. We are taking this moment to come together and clap for our carers, the people in the NHS that are going to be saving lives in the next day, weeks, months ahead. It's going to be tricky. These guys are giving up seeing their family, seeing their friends, seeing everyone to protect us. And all we can do is stay at home to help them. And right now, we're just going to show our appreciation by giving them the biggest round of applause we can. So get by your windows, get by your front door. Let's do this. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's the least we could do, but wow. Did you hear it? I don't have any words. That was incredible. From all of us, thank you, NHS. Thank you. Keep doing what you're doing. We appreciate you. We love you. Stay safe. And everyone else, stay at home. Do what you can to help the NHS.
Okay, it's 8 o'clock, and wherever you are in the UK right now, I would like you all to put your hands together in appreciation for the NHS and the work that they are currently doing to help us battle COVID-19. It's phenomenal. They really are going above and beyond for us. So please, put your hands together for the NHS, everyone.
This is Heart from Global.
Now for something that's really important to everyone here at Heart. You might have seen the hashtag clap for our carers trending on social media in the last few days. It's a wonderful idea that everyone here at Heart wanted to get behind. So right now, we are joining together with all global radio stations to applaud our NHS heroes. The UK and the rest of the world are going through something the like of which has never been seen ever before. One of the key groups of people who are being brave in tackling this virus head on are the men and women, of course, of the NHS. So we're going to make noise for them, the unsung heroes. Whatever you're doing right now, wherever you're listening, if it's safe to do so, stop. We're going to take a minute to say thank you. I want you to turn the radio up, open your windows and your front doors, or stand on your balcony or in your garden or on your driveway, and get ready to put your hands together. Let's hear it for the doctors, the nurses, the carers, GPs, pharmacists, and all the NHS staff who are working desperately hard to help those affected by coronavirus. Right now, right here on Heart, all over the UK, we come together to applaud our NHS heroes.
150,000 doctors.
You're helping our country in our time of need.
300,000 nurses and midwives.
My amazing NHS colleagues are keeping my spirits high.
Working tirelessly.
People are obviously anxious, but it's not stopping people doing their job.
We all need to be as one, and we will get through this.
Nurses, carers, porters.
I honestly think you guys are all absolute heroes.
We can't even imagine how many hours these people work. And they don't get thanked enough.
From the bottom of my heart, you really are all superheroes.
They saved my life, they saved my sister's life. They were there for when we lost a baby. I mean, words and clapping aren't really enough. They are fantastic.
I want you to know that we salute you and we all pay tribute to you.
The NHS saved my life.
When I was 7 years old,
I got hit by a car that was in intensive care. If it wasn't for all of the doctors and the nurses helping me around the clock, I wouldn't be here today.
These young men and women are immensely clever, but we need to be on their side.
Everybody in the NHS is an absolute superstar.
Every time he steps out the door, I won't lie to you, I worry the whole time, but I know him and all his colleagues are keeping everyone safe.
Without them, we wouldn't have a dad, and our children wouldn't have a grandpa.
The NHS is there for all of us. It's amazing.
I want to thank everyone, from the supermarket staff to the transport workers to the carers to the nurses and doctors on the front line.
They have saved people's lives, kept families together. They're all lifesavers.
We're doing it because we're a community and we work as a community.
We are all coming together for them.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Just a big thank you.
I have to thank the NHS for keeping me alive.
Wow, the hairs are standing up on my arms. I'm telling you, what an incredible achievement. Thank you if you've been clapping along to applaud our NHS heroes. But the biggest thank you to all of our key workers who are keeping this country going. Now is the time. Everybody's going to go outside. I'm going to go outside. Ash is going to go outside. And we're all going to applaud those very stalwart and very brave people who are working on the front line in this crisis against the virus. To thank our NHS workers who are working tirelessly, we would like you to join us in a nationwide applause as we clap for our carers.
Hi, it's Lorraine here. I just wanted to thank from the bottom of my heart everyone at the NHS. You are amazing, and especially right now. I mean, you're hard stretched enough. But right now, all of you who are battling for us, we really appreciate everything that you're doing. Thank you so, so much.
Hi, it's Philip, and I just wanted to add my thanks to the NHS, to the thousands of thanks, millions of thanks you must be getting. You are always incredible, but right now, at this time, you are the front line, you are our front line, you're looking after us, and we could not be more grateful. Thank you for looking after us. Keep it up, and lots of love.
Hi, this is Judge Rinder in my very silly onesie. I'm now into week two of finally feeling a little bit better from this squalid little virus. And part of what's helped me recover is to know that there are our brave men and women in the NHS, and that you represent the absolute best of who we are as a community, as a country, of, frankly, humanity. Thank you so much for everything you do. You're the best of us. Thank you.
Hi, Kim Marsh here. I just wanted to say a huge thank you to our wonderful NHS. We all know how hard you always work, but particularly at the moment, how hard you're being asked to work and how much pressure you're under. And we just want you to know that we hugely appreciate it. Thank you.
Hello, I'm speaking on behalf of Grandad's Army. This is to you, the NHS. We need you. We love you. We're so grateful to you. Thank you for everything.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you to all of the NHS staff that are saving lives, treating people, and are at the front line of the coronavirus. We appreciate you, we are grateful for you, and we send you our love.
George Ezra, and that is Budapest. Hi to Linda. Linda Powell, can you please give a shout out to my nursing colleagues? We work for Spire Health at Clare Park Farnham in Surrey, and we're about to join forces with our NHS colleagues in fighting the awful virus. We're so proud to say we are helping. We've all worked for the NHS along the way, and we feel so proud to support them again now. Currently have a G&T in celebration to us all. Thank you. Okay, we shall all be clapping your efforts, Linda, very shortly indeed. And to get you in the mood, to get you, for you to practice your clapping, we're going to play you this going up to 8 o'clock tonight. So everybody, hands together, please. It's the clapping song.
Now for something that's really important to everyone here at Capital. You might have seen the hashtag clap for our carers trending on social media in the last few days. And right now, Capital is joining together with all of Global's radio stations to applaud our NHS heroes. The UK and the rest of the world are going through something the like of which has never, ever been seen before. And one of the key groups of people who are being brave and tackling this virus head on are the men and women of the NHS. And right now, we're about to make some noise for them, the unsung heroes. So whatever you're doing right now, wherever you're listening, stop. We're going to take a minute to say thank you. So turn the radio up, open your windows and your front doors, stand on your balcony or in your garden, and get ready to put your hands together. Let's hear it for the doctors, the nurses, the carers, the GPs, the pharmacists, and all of the NHS staff who are working hard to help those affected by coronavirus. As right now on Capital and across the UK, we applaud our NHS heroes.
It is 8 o'clock. And across the country, Greater Manchester and the entire country, we are clapping together to thank our wonderful NHS. So doctors, nurses, carers, pharmacists, paramedics, caterers, call handlers, researchers, cleaners, admin staff, psychologists, just to name a few, are tirelessly working around the clock to protect and keep us safe. Now, these are unprecedented times. Many of us will never, ever know a time like this ever again. But can you even begin to imagine in these times of crisis and uncertainty?
Absolute Radio. It's almost 8 o'clock on Thursday, the 26th of March, 2020, and you're listening to the Absolute Radio Network. And right now, we're joining together with radio stations and people across the UK to pay tribute to the NHS staff who are selflessly working through the coronavirus outbreak. We always need our doctors, nurses, GPs, paramedics, pharmacists and carers. But right now, we need them more than ever before. Their selfless acts, their bravery, their hard work and their determination are keeping our hospitals open and our friends and our family alive. And while we're being told to stay home and stay inside, they are putting themselves at risk. And they deserve our appreciation. And so right now, the whole country is going to unite in a mass round of applause. You can find out more at absoluteradio.co.uk. So stand in your kitchen, sit in your lounge. If you've got a garden, go into it. If you've got a balcony, get onto it. Throw open your windows. It's important we stay within the government's self-isolation rules, of course. But this is our chance to unite virtually as a nation and say to our amazing NHS, thank you.
You can probably hear the cheers in the background.
That's beautiful. I love this.
That's so we nice here in Liverpool.
Yeah. Is it? What's going on there, Claire?
The same. Whooping, cheering. You can hear it. I'm going to hold the microphone out of my front door.
Oh, that's amazing. And which bit of Liverpool are you in, Claire?
I'm in South Liverpool, in Egbeth, and it's amazing, actually. I'm quite moved by it. I didn't expect people to be this vocal this evening. It's amazing. Absolutely incredible.
I'm filling up here. I'm seeing some pictures in front of me from North London. Stephen Chittenden in Cambridge. How is it there, Stephen?
Well, they're doing it. We're not far from Addenbrooke's Hospital here. A lot of NHS workers, people have come out. They're clapping for themselves, for the husbands and wives, sons and daughters, or just for the doctor down the road. We've got a nurse over the road, a GP down there, and people are doing it. I'm in the dark too, though. I mean, how long does it go on, Adrian? Is whooping allowed?
I think more or less anything goes, as long as everybody keeps their distance at the moment. It's just so beautiful to see. I'm gutted I'm not out there, but it's a real privilege.
Keep it going, Scott. I have you live on 5 Live.
It's a real privilege to be able to see pictures from around the country and hear all you lot. It's just wonderful. Rory, what's banging away there? Have you got cowbells in Cardiff?
We've got cowbells, we've got pots, we've got pans. There's something really moving about standing in the middle and just seeing the silhouettes of people just banging everything together. The noise now, it's just starting to die off. Can we keep it going, please?
A nationwide gesture of thanks to NHS staff called Clap for Carers is being held around now. People all over the country are being invited to show their support for health workers by giving a round of applause from their front doors, gardens, windows or balconies. BBC News.
Well, at 8 o'clock tonight, we want as many people as possible to applaud everybody in the NHS. At 8 o'clock, please open your windows or your front door, or if you have a garden, go out and applaud for all the thousands of people in every part of the health service who now more than ever need our support. We asked key public figures from the health secretary to the Archbishop of Canterbury why they would be joining in and opening their front doors this evening to hashtag clap for our carers.
My colleagues in the NHS do so much to look after us, especially in our hour of need, and never more so than during the coronavirus crisis. So let's join together at 8 p.m. tonight to say thank you to everyone in the NHS.
I applaud the NHS. I clap for the NHS. I love the NHS. Well done, everybody who works in the National Health Service and our care services and all the GP practices and everywhere else. You're doing an amazing, fantastic job. And I think the whole country has begun to realise how much we rely on you and on each other to get through this particular crisis. Thanks a lot and well done.
The NHS expresses everything at its best in what has made this country what it is. It expresses our Christian values and hopes. It expresses the values of people of faith and no faith. It is a place of hope and giving. Thank you, NHS. Let us applaud the NHS.
I want to thank every single person that works in the NHS in London and around our country. You truly are the best. Your hard work, dedication and courage is saving lives every single day. And we need you now more than ever before. I urge everyone to join together and applaud for our NHS. Thank you.
Just want to say a massive thank you to all NHS workers who look after us at the best of times, but now in the worst of times are putting themselves in harm's way for us. We salute you, we thank you, and today with everybody else, I applaud the NHS.
As a former nurse, I know how hard everyone is working at the moment in our NHS at this difficult time. I am so proud of them. Please applaud our wonderful NHS tonight.
Hi, it's John Ashworth from the Labour Party. A massive thank you to our amazing NHS staff. We are so in your debt.
Barbara Keeley here. Our NHS and care staff are doing all they can to keep us safe and well. I want to say a big thank you to them for the magnificent job that they are doing. Every single member of NHS staff and care staff is doing an incredible job. Thank you.
I'm Dr. Philippa Whitford. I'm hoping to go back and help in the NHS, but I just want to pay tribute to all my colleagues in the NHS and social care who are endangering their own health trying to look after others. Make sure you stay at home and that you're not endangering them, because you might need them sooner than you think.
This is LBC.
Now, it's just coming up to 8 o'clock and I want to do something that I and everyone at LBC believe is really important. You may have seen the hashtag clap for our carers trending on social media in the last few days. And right now, LBC is joining together with all of Global's radio stations to applaud our NHS heroes. The UK, along with the rest of the world, are going through something the likes of which has never been seen ever before. Here at LBC, we've been hearing from one of the key groups of people who are being brave and tactful this virus head-on, the men and women of the NHS. And right now, we're going to applaud these unsung heroes. So wherever you're listening to LBC, across the UK, and whatever you're doing, stop. We're going to take a minute to say thank you. Open your windows and front doors, stand on your balcony or in your garden, and get ready to put your hands together. We want to applaud all the doctors, nurses, carers, GPs, pharmacists, and all the NHS staff we hear about every day on LBC and are working hard to help those affected by coronavirus. As right now, on LBC, we applaud our NHS heroes.
Theo is on the line. How are you, mate?
I'm getting there, James. I've just been told I can go home. The doctors just pay some immense kindness to strangers. Like, they don't know me, they've never met me. And the other thing, it was very difficult. They couldn't find a solution. The drugs weren't working, but they kept going. They were like, the doctors were like code breakers. They were operating on a completely different level, just trying stuff, trying to figure out how they could save my life. And they can't do that, James, if there's chaos and pandemonium. There is hope. They can do it. We have to give them every opportunity. These young men and women are immensely clever and immensely capable, but we need to be on their side.
To my utter amazement, this morning, this gentleman left 4 carrier bags full of groceries and things that my parents' home needs on my parents' front door. And I suppose the most touching aspect of this is to demonstrate to his 6-year-old son what an act of kindness is and how you can make a difference in society.
I'm an intensive care consultant. I'm on call at the moment, but we are very busy and we're filling up. All we're asking is for you to go and sit on your sofa.
Hello, I'm Nick Ferrari. We all know the NHS is there for us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and now this is your moment to show your appreciation for the heroes on the front lines. They're there for us every minute of every hour of every day. This is our moment to say our thanks and applause for the heroes of the NHS.
The big sort of political and social issue is that question of social distancing and even isolating. For those people who haven't got that yet, what do you say to them?
It is selfish not to follow the government's advice. In a time like this, we rely on experts. We have to. And anyone who thinks they know better, please think again. Because there's a lovely phrase, you know, that the human spirit soars on 2 wings, on the wing of science and of belief. And these are not opposed, but we need them both at this time.
Well, I don't know about you, but that's made me feel quite emotional. We can all help the NHS do their job, so thank you for staying at home, social distancing, and if you've been clapping along. Thank you to all of our key workers that are keeping the UK going. These might seem like scary times and we might not know what's ahead, but be assured that we here at LBC will be with you as your friend, hearing from you to get us through this together.